USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Rescue crews are scrambling to help an American cave diver trapped deep in an underground cavern where he may be forced to reside for weeks. Media reports indicate 40-year-old Mark Dickey experienced some kind of medical episode while cave diving with a small group in southern Turkey's Taurus Mountains. Doctors and rescuers have been able to reach Dickey's location in the cavern, but he may require a stretcher to get out, and the underground tunnels may be too tight to squeeze. Former top Trump White House aide Peter Navarro is now convicted on charges of contempt of Congress. Navarro immediately reacted, saying he felt muzzled by the courts, but quickly turned things over to his attorneys.
There's some issues that each of my attorneys here, Mr. Irving, Mr. Brand, where did these guys go?
Navarro was found guilty of disobeying congressional subpoenas for testimony and information related to the January 6th U.S. Capitol riots. Next week, the Senate set to initiate the process of advancing a package of government funding bills as Congress works to avert a potential shutdown by month's end. From the left wing of the Democratic Party, one lawmaker is already accusing MAGA Republicans in the House of deliberately undermining the U.S. economy in favor of scoring political points.
They think that if they can impose a lot of pain on the economy, a lot of pain on the American people, that will help Donald Trump.
Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren speaking on MSNBC Thursday, a faction of conservative voices in the House is indicating their intent to resist any government funding bills that do not incorporate drastically reduced spending levels, the southern border, and the Justice Department. Tonight marked the kickoff of the NFL's first game, the reigning Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs playing host to the Detroit Lions. This is USA News.
You know that Big Bargain detergent jug is 80% water, right?
80% water? I thought I was getting a better deal because it's so big.
If you want a better claim, Tide Pods are only 12% water. The rest is pure, concentrated cleaning ingredients.
Oh, pass me the intercom thingy.
Attention shoppers! If you want a real deal, try Tide Pods.
Don't pay for water. Pay for clean. If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Pods.
Water content based on the Leading Bargain liquid detergent.
Wireless headphones. That'll be $200.
I'll use my Capital One Quicksilver card.
Now that's a hit. You used the Capital One Quicksilver card, which makes you the hero of every purchase. With Quicksilver, you earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase everywhere.
I wanted running music, but unlimited 1.5% cash back is pretty heroic.
Good instincts. Every hero needs a theme song. The Capital One Quicksilver card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Across much of the U.S., record-breaking heat persisted Wednesday, and there's more in store. The National Weather Service forecasts sweltering temperatures will continue to affect millions through Friday in the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast and persist into the weekend in Texas and surrounding areas. The desert Southwest is also bracing for scorching conditions once more, with Phoenix facing an excessive heat warning from Saturday morning through Sunday evening, with highs soaring above 110 degrees. On Wednesday, the Weather Service issued a heat advisory for regions housing over 90 million Americans. One cabinet member in the U.S. may have his salary cut if House Republicans get their way.
House Republicans are proposing an amendment to slash Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas' salary to $1, intensifying pressure on him for the southern border migrant crisis. The amendment uses the Holman rule to reduce federal officials' salaries, with Republicans targeting Mayorkas for the crisis, blaming administration policies. This move represents the latest GOP effort concerning the administration's handling of the surging migrant crisis impacting sanctuary cities like New York and Chicago. I'm John Schaefer.
A Los Angeles judge is sentencing That 70s Show actor Danny Masterson to prison for 30 years to life following his conviction on two counts of rape. Masterson's attorneys have already noted their intent to appeal the conviction. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I was crossing the street when I met the love of my life. I chased after her. Nothing would stand in my way. Not the dog walker, nor the hot dog vendor. Finally reaching her, I asked, "What do you call that amazing smell?"
It's Gang Flings.
Gang Flings. My love had a name. But more importantly, it had a scent.
Fall in love with Gang Flings. Seriously good scent. Gang Flings with 50% more freshness ingredients versus leading bargain detergent.